This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Security forces in central Myanmar opened fire on anti-coup protesters Saturday, killing at least five people. We get more from AP's Sarah Bassett.
Human rights group Assistance Association for Political Prisoners says mounting violence since the February 1st military takeover has killed at least 550 civilians, including 46 children. Nearly 3,000 people have been detained or sentenced, according to the group. Threats of lethal violence and arrests of protesters have failed to suppress daily demonstrations across the country, demanding the military step down and reinstate the democratically elected government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Italy has entered a strict three-day nationwide lockdown to deter Easter travel and to help prevent new surges of the coronavirus. We get more from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
The measures being enforced by thousands of police officers deployed across the country do not allow any travel between Italian regions unless strictly necessary and limit visits to family members and friends to two people once a day. The customary picnics on Easter Monday have also been banned. The aim is to curb the spread of the virus as much as possible, officials said. Hospitals and intensive care units are seeing a resurgence of COVID-19 infections in the country after more than a year and over 110,000 deaths from coronavirus. Italy is tired of the extended restrictions. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Mogadishu say five people, including a child, were killed and four others were injured in a suicide bombing at a tea shop in downtown Mogadishu. The explosion occurred around 7 p.m. local time in the Shangani district. The bomber blew up an area outside the tea shop where young people were having tea. Earlier, Somali military forces and Al-Shabaab militants clashed in early morning attacks in the southern region of Lower Shabelle on bases in Audigle and Biriri, some 30 kilometers apart. Both are forward operating bases in the fight against the Islamist group. The commander of the Somali land forces told government media that 76 militants were killed and seven were captured. The Al-Shabaab militants on their side, through online sites, claimed killing 47 government forces in Biriri. Casualties are often difficult to establish from Al-Shabaab attacks in remote areas, especially when the military is targeted. A Taiwan court on Saturday released on bond the manager of a construction site whose truck authorities believe to have caused a devastating train crash that killed more than 50 people. Ciara Lee of Reuters reports.
As Taiwan reels from its deadliest rail disaster in decades, a court on Saturday released on bond the manager of a construction site whose truck authorities believe to have caused the crash. The construction site's manager is suspected of failing to properly engage the truck's brakes. Prosecutors had applied to a court to detain him on charges of causing death by negligence. Workers on Saturday began moving the back part of the train away from the site. That section was relatively undamaged, having come to a stop outside the tunnel, while the more heavily damaged sections are still mangled inside. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen visited survivors in hospital on Saturday.
That's Reuters' Ciara Lee. The Tokyo 2020 Olympic torch relay began its journey through the Gifu Prefecture on Saturday. Organizers required roadside spectators to wear masks, observe social distancing, and to avoid cheering to limit the spread of the coronavirus, although there have been no reports of infections arising from the relay. The 121-day relay, set to touch Osaka in mid-April, is seen as the first major test of Games organizers' ability to hold a large event under strict coronavirus controls. The Olympics, delayed by a year because of the pandemic, are set to run from July 23rd to August 8th. The Paralympics will be held from August 24th to September 5th. Reporting by remote,